Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Richard Rowland. This week on the program, we turn the spotlight on two of the most innovative figures in post-war musical theater, Stephen Sondheim and Leonard Bernstein. Their two careers intersected just once with West Side Story, but they both pushed the boundaries of musical theater and left an indelible impact upon the great American songbook. This hour, we'll look at many of their songs performed by different jazz and popular song artists, including Tony Bennett, Kurt Elling, Sarah Vaughan, and more. It's The Standards of Sondheim and Bernstein, coming up on Afterglow.
Touch the sky, what a way to feel. I have found my guide. It's love at last, I've someone to cheer for. It's love at last, I've learned what I'm here for. I've heard it said, you'll know it when you see it. Well, I see it and I know it. It's love. Touch the sky, what a way to feel. I have found my guy. It's love at last, I've someone to cheer for. It's love at last, I've learned what we're here for. I've heard it said, you know it when you see it. Well, I see it and I know it. It's love.
If this is love, then why have I fought it? What a way that touch the sky. What a way to feel. It's love at last. I've learned what we're here for. I've heard it said you'll know it when you see it. Well, I see it and I know it. It's love. Baby, it's love. Two
versions of It's Love by Sarah Vaughan and Blossom Dearie. It comes from Leonard Bernstein's 1953 musical, Wonderful Town. Richard Roland here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at standards by composers Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim, two innovative and hugely influential figures in post-war musical theater. We'll begin with Leonard Bernstein. Bernstein lived simultaneously in many musical worlds. He composed for the stage, both light and serious works like On the Town, West Side Story, and Candide. He was also a towering voice in 20th century classical music, serving as the music director of the New York Philharmonic, composing orchestral, choral, and chamber works, and lecturing on the topic prominently on television. Yet Bernstein's music also had a function with jazz, perhaps no more evident than in one of his very first works, the ballet Fancy Free, from 1944. Instead of an orchestral prologue, Bernstein imagined a pre-recorded jazz blues number in the style of Billie Holiday played from the speakers. When the ballet premiered, Bernstein didn't have enough clout to actually get Holiday involved. But the buzz around his name quickly grew after the ballet's premiere, so when the work was recorded for Decca a few months later, where Billie Holiday was also signed, it was Holiday who recorded his song.
So you cry, what's it about, baby? You ask why.
The song was Big Stuff, which Holiday recorded several times over the next 18 months, experimenting with different arrangements. The final version was recorded in March of 1946 with a more traditional jazz ensemble. Here's that recording now, Billie Holiday with Bernstein's Big Stuff on Afterglow.
So you cry, what's it about, baby? You ask why the blues had to go and pick you. So you go down to the shore, kid stuff. Don't you know there's honey in store for you? Big stuff. Let's take a ride in my gravy train. The doors open wide. Come in from out of the rain. So you stare, call it despair, baby. Don't you care? I'm on the square about you. Let's have a try. It may be that you're my guy. Let's take a ride in my gravy train. The doors open wide. Come in from out of the rain. So you stare, call it despair, baby. Don't you care? I'm on the square about you. Let's have a try.
it may be that you're my guy.
Billie Holiday in 1946 with one of Leonard Bernstein's first songs, Big Stuff, part of the ballet Fancy Free. The success of Fancy Free put Bernstein on the map and soon put him in touch with lyricists Betty Comden and Adolph Green to work on his first musical, On the Town, which proved to be a huge hit on Broadway. It inspired a film version a few years later, and several of the songs, including New York, New York, Lucky to Be Me, and Some Other Time, soon became jazz standards. Let's hear each of those songs now, beginning with Mel Torme from his 1963 New York-themed album, performing New York, New York on Afterglow.
We've got one day here and I've another minute to see the famous sights. We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway lights. But we've only one day, so what we like the best are the nights. New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up, but the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town. Such a wonderful town. The famous places to visit are so many, or so the guidebooks say. I promised maybe we wouldn't miss on any, and we have just one day. Gotta see the whole town, right from Yonkers on down to the bay. New York, New York, a visitor's place where no one lives on account of the pace. But 7 million are screaming for space. New York, New York, it's a visitor's place. Such a wonderful place. Dressed in silk and satin, or so the fellas say. There's just one thing that's important in Manhattan. When you have just one day, gotta pick up a date, maybe 7 or 8 on your way. New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up, but the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town. It's a whale of a town. It is a gas of a town. It is a wonderful town. I love New York. It's a beautiful town. I love New York.
What a day. Fortune smiled and came. Bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you. chose me from all the crowd. There's no other girl I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky.
Has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time. there's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.
Three songs from the Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green musical On the Town from 1944. We just heard Tony Bennett and Bill Evans with a marvelous version of Some Other Time from their 1975 collaboration. Before that, from the album Blossom Dearie Sings Comden and Green, we heard Lucky to Be Me. And starting that set, we heard Mel Torme with New York, New York from his 1963 album Mel Torme Sings Sunday in New York and other songs about New York. This is not to be confused with Candor and Ebb's The Theme from New York, New York, which Frank Sinatra made into a hit in 1979. Sinatra also recorded music from Bernstein's On the Town. It's funny, in 1949, when the film version of On the Town was made, starring Sinatra, Gene Kelly, and Vera Ellen, most of Bernstein's songs, with the exception of New York, New York, were cut and replaced with new songs by Roger Edens, none of which stood the test of time like Bernstein's originals. In fact, when Sinatra went to record his album Where Are You for Capitol in 1957, he included one of Bernstein's songs cut from the film. This next song even includes a motif of New York, New York in the opening verse. Here's Frank Sinatra with Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra performing Leonard Bernstein's Lonely Town on Afterglow.
Still, it's a lonely town.
Frank Sinatra on his first recording in stereo, the 1957 Capitol album, Where Are You?, performing Leonard Bernstein's Lonely Town. Many of Bernstein's songs from his 40s and 50s musicals have worked their way into the jazz standard repertory, including It's Love from 1953's Wonderful Town and Who Am I from the 1950 musical adaptation of Peter Pan, recorded by Nina Simone and others. Before we take a break, let's look at one more jazz interpretation of a Leonard Bernstein song. This time, bringing Stephen Sondheim into the fold. Choreographer Jerome Robbins, who worked with Bernstein on the ballet Fancy Free, came to Bernstein a few years later with an idea about an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet set in modern-day New York City. Arthur Lawrence, who was writing the book, brought on board a young songwriter to write the lyrics, Stephen Sondheim. Sondheim at the time was more interested in working on his own material rather than assisting in someone else's project, but his mentor, Oscar Hammerstein, convinced him that it would be a good learning experience, so he joined the creative team of what would become West Side Story. The musical and subsequent film were smash hits, with several of the songs, which often combined jazz rhythms with the melodic angularity of modern classical, becoming standards in the Great American Songbook. This next song is probably his most standard of the standards, written in a typical AABA song form, but nevertheless, oh so charming. Here's Annie Ross with saxophonist Jerry Mulligan in 1959 performing Bernstein and Sondheim's I Feel Pretty on Afterglow.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright, and I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming. Oh, so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in the mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy, for I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy. Charming, it's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in the mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and and entrancing. Feel like running and dancing for joy, for I'm loved by a pretty wonderful boy.
From Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim's West Side Story, that was I Feel Pretty, sung by Annie Ross, featuring the Jerry Mulligan Quartet. We'll have more standards by Sondheim after a short break. Stay with us. I'm Richard Roland, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Richard Roland. We've been looking at the standards of Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim this hour, and now I'd like to focus the spotlight squarely on Sondheim. After the success of West Side Story, Sondheim worked as the lyricist, somewhat reluctantly, on one more show, the musical Gypsy, based on the memoirs of burlesque striptease artist Gypsy Rose Lee. At the insistence of star Ethel Merman, veteran composer Julie Stein wrote the music. Merman was afraid of letting a rookie like Sondheim handle both. Gypsy turned out to be another hit for Sondheim, and these songs were quickly grabbed by pop and jazz performers. Here's a performance of one of those songs now. This is Tony Bennett and pianist Dave Brubeck live at the White House in 1962, performing Stein and Sondheim's Small World on Afterglow.
Funny, you're a stranger who's come here. Come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here. Small world, isn't it? Funny, you're a girl who likes traveling rather than settling down. Funny, 'cause I'd love to go traveling. Small world, isn't it? We have so much in common. It's a phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces from now on. La lucky. You're a girl who likes children. That's an important sign. Lucky, 'cause I'd love to have children. Small world, isn't it? Funny, isn't it? Small and funny.
That was Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim's Small World from Gypsy, performed by Tony Bennett and Dave Brubeck from the 1962 White House Sessions. Jazz interpretations of Sondheim's music are far fewer than Bernstein's, perhaps because his music is less translatable into the jazz idiom. It could also be because he wrote so squarely for the sake of his text, or the fact that he experimented with different styles and rhythms. Or perhaps many jazz singers have been afraid to tackle the complexity of his music. A few have, including singer Nancy Wilson and the duo Jackie and Roy, who recorded an entire album of Sondheim songs live in 1982. More recently, a few jazz singers have done marvelous interpretations of Sondheim's music, and I'll play two for you now, both from the year 2001, from singers Leah Delaria and Kurt Elling. Each of these songs happened to come from Sondheim's 1979 musical, Sweeney Todd. First, here's Leah Delaria with The Ballad of Sweeney Todd on Afterglow.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eyes was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again. He trod a path that few tried. Did Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. By Sweeney, by Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. Demon barber of Fleet Street. Inconspicuous Sweeney was quick and quiet and clean. He was back with a smile under his word. Sweeney heard music that nobody heard. Sweeney plotted and Sweeney planned like a perfect machine. He planned. Sweeney was quick. Sweeney was subtle. Sweeney would blink and rats would scuttle. Sweeney, 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 Sweeney. As well as Sweeney, as dreaming by a Fleet Street.
Nothing's gonna harm you. Not while I'm around. No one's gonna hurt you. No, sir. Not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling. I don't care, I've got ways. No one's gonna hurt you. No one's gonna dare. Can desert you. Not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while. But in time, nothing can harm you. Not while I'm around.
Two songs from Sondheim's Sweeney Todd. We just heard Kurt Elling in 2001 with Not While I'm Around, and before that, singer, actor, and comedian Leah Delaria with The Ballad of Sweeney Todd. I'll close off this show with the one Sondheim song that has no doubt become a jazz standard. Send in the Clowns comes from his 1973 musical, A Little Night Music, and has been performed by everyone from Frank Sinatra, Stan Kenton, Bing Crosby, Cleo Lane, and many others. It's one of his more dramatic ballads, and Sondheim even credited his use of irregular meter in the song to the influence of Leonard Bernstein. The version I'll play for you now is a marvelous, sprawling tour de force of a performance from The Divine One, Sarah Vaughan, in 1985, late in her career. Here's Sarah Vaughan with a staple of her late career live shows, Send in the Clowns, on Afterglow.
Clown. Clowns, quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother the heat. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my time in this late in next year.
Sarah Vaughan with Stephen Sondheim's Send in the Clowns, live in Paris in 1985. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and is produced at WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Thanks to our production team, Tom Piechak, David Bren Johnson, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Richard Roland, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.